Hi everyone, welcome back to Sashay with Barry. I'm here with Brian and David one last time to go through season 13, the grand finale looks. Boys, before we start, give me your thoughts on the finale, just a quick rundown. Can we believe that Candy Muse came in second place?
No, I cannot. I guess I don't understand the why. Like, what's the purpose? Because someone made that choice to happen.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I said it at lunch today. My favorite question from RuPaul to Candy Muse was, Candy, how did you end up in the top four? And I think we all wanted a real answer.
Right.
I don't think we're ever going to get one.
No.
My weird qualm with the finale was I almost wish that they filmed the entire thing outside at the drive-in. Like, I didn't really...
That would have been fun.
Something about the split editing that was, like, super obvious. That was, like, this was pre-recorded. And then, like, it just, to me, it bothered me. Like, I really would have liked it just all to have been in that outdoor lot. I think it would have added to the energy. But,
yeah.
I agree. I also thought most of the lip syncs were terrible. I didn't think any of them were exciting.
Yeah. Because they picked
the worst possible like Britney Spears songs.
Yeah, they're like the worst possible, like that fun, like, I don't know. There's so many better options that probably like the rights cost even less too. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know who they thought they were.
They did Work Bitch before on Drag Race, and it was Kimora. No, not Kimora. Kahana Montrese and Mercedes Iman Diamond. And someone like did a thing where they put them top to bottom. And the two of them was so much better than the two that we got.
Also.
And they came in like 13th and 14th place on their season.
Right.
I like Britney, but like, why did we have to do all Britney? Like, we couldn't have chosen like another artist.
I mean, I don't mind doing all Britney, but do good songs.
I'm seeing David's glare through his mask. I like Britney, but I just like, what if it was like,
I love Britney.
I don't know. I guess maybe it's because I'm not that hugest of the Britney fans, but
that's fine. I'm going to point out David is wearing a mask because he's in the office today and there's another person in there with him. And that is required. Don't think he's, you know, being weird or strange. And he also looks really cool.
We're setting a good example.
Exactly. You're following protocols and I appreciate that. I'm also in my office, but I'm alone. That's why I don't have a mask on. And I put Dolly and RuPaul behind me.
We'd love to see it. It looks real.
It's fantastic and it made me very happy. It is at, I wrote down, it is in Asheville, North Carolina at Beauty Parade. I talked to the owners there. Dolly has been there for like 15 years and they just added RuPaul like 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's, you can go to Beauty Parade in Asheville, North Carolina and take your own photo there. Let's get into these looks. What we're gonna do first is we're gonna go through not the top nine. We're gonna go through the nine eliminated queens and tutu with them and then pick our favorite of them. And then we're gonna go through the top four by category. And that's, then we're done. We're done with season 13, everyone. Finally.
The season that started before the pandemic.
Exactly. Oh. Let me share my screen with you. And we're going to start with Kimora Hall. Jump right in.
Meh.
That says it all.
Yeah, that's a meh to me as well.
Yeah.
I almost wish if it was a single color, I think it would have been amazing.
Yeah, I don't get the dress. I don't understand it. I like the headpiece, but I also don't understand that. I don't know what it's supposed to be. I'm looking intently. Is it a boot? No, it looks nice.
Yeah.
I actually think I'm going to boot it.
You're going to boot it? Oh, all right. I'm gonna, I don't like to give it a newt, but I'm gonna give it a newt because I do like it. I think it's a good dress. It's just makes no sense.
Yeah, I just don't know what's happening. Like,
all right, David, you convinced me. I'm gonna boot it too then.
Oh, wow. You went from a toot to a newt to a boot.
No, I went from a newt to a boot.
Okay.
So much, Brian. What is your consensus? Toot or boot?
I'm feeling generous. I'm going to give this a salute, a slight toot.
A slight toot? All right, you got it.
Hi, amigo.
What do you want to guess? Instagram? I put them on here, but you don't have to guess if you don't want to.
Okay, 54% boot.
54% boot. So 95% toot.
Really?
This is obviously a different photo. This is from her Instagram that we did the toots and boots from. You're going to notice that on all of them. Wow. I just took the photos from Raja and Raven's toot and boot to put up for us to look at. Crazy. That's all. Do you like it better in this picture?
A little bit.
It's just a better picture.
It's just a better picture. Exactly. It's been touched.
Yeah. Exactly. Like
That's the most awful thing I've ever seen. honestly, God, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Now we're moving on to Joey J, and this is awful.
Disappointing.
It's just ugly. It's not even. There's nothing.
You would think that being the second person sent home, and you have all this time to prepare, and now you're getting one more shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
That you would even think that this was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not even, like, I wouldn't even, like, go out and perform in this. It's so awful. Yeah. A designer made this. I don't know who, but they should not be allowed to do it anymore. It's a big boot, including this wig.
It's so bad.
Oh, and the shoes.
She looks like a Cynthia doll from Rugrats in drag.
I love that.
Oh, stop trying to make people like it.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to, they shouldn't like it for that.
All right. Are we all in a consensus that this is a boot?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think Instagram thought, Brian?
Well, first of all, this is a size 12 Timberland boot.
There you go.
Instagram gave this a 94% boot. Please.
87. Very close.
Who toots that? Also, her shadow doesn't match, which I actually think is kind of artsy, but I love
that the shadow doesn't match. That's my favorite part of this picture.
That's the only part that's like kind of good.
Yeah, I agree. Tamisha Iman is coming for Monet Exchange.
Wait, I don't understand this drama. What is happening? I think
it makes zero sense.
Can you explain for everybody? I don't know what's going on either.
Yeah, I didn't really listen to her Instagram live about it, but Monet Exchange, I guess, has been critiquing her looks on Sibling Rivalry and kind of making fun of her about it. Not that she dislikes Tamisha Iman or anything, but just like criticizing some of her looks. And Tamisha Iman took it very personal.
Shocking.
And she came on her Instagram live and said that she's gonna read Monet to filth, and it really was just a publicity stunt, I think, because she's starting her own YouTube channel or some kind of channel, and you have to pay to see it, $25 a month. She's trying to make some money, that's all.
That's so much money.
If you want to pay $25 to watch Tamisha Iman on YouTube, go right ahead. I will not be doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be a no for me.
First of all, I bought her t-shirt that I wanted so badly that said, "The lady said go home." And it is one of the most hideous t-shirts I've ever owned.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And all of her merchandise is made from one of those Chinese markets over there. And so everything is like three sizes too small.
Oh no.
Yeah. So buyer beware. But let's talk about this look.
So where is this photo coming from?
This is from Fashion Photo Review.
Okay, I think the photo like washes out her figure. Like I think she looks like a blob, but I like the. I mean, it's kind of pretty. The hair looks yucky.
Yeah, I mean the dress is very typical to Miss Yvonne. It's what she her brand is. Her hair is pageant hair. She's got her boob plate on. There's nothing wrong with the look. She looks good.
She needs to figure out a different way to cover up the plate line though, because these neck wraps are just not.
Yeah, her working. The chokers she wears are awful.
Yeah,
I will say you can see more of her neck in this photo than you usually can.
Sure.
Usually it just goes like head to shoulder, like there's no neck.
Uh-huh.
This one you can see a little bit of it. So maybe she's learning.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It gives me like ABBA vibes, which I like.
A little bit. It's almost like the Mamma Mia musical. It looks like something, mm-hmm. a costume they would wear in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I like it. It's a toot for me.
I can toot it.
It's a boring toot, but it's a toot.
Sure, sure. That's a good way to describe it.
This is another salute.
All right, what do you think Instagram thought?
65% toot.
I'm sorry, say again, 65?
Yeah.
Great. 79% toot. And this is obviously a better picture, obviously from her Instagram, not from
mm-hmm.
The toots and boots. Next, we have Lala Ri. Giving us Afrikaans realness. I think she looks fantastic in this. Yeah. And I appreciate the look.
I think this is really cool.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I think the print elegant. Is cool. I think the sleeves are cool. I love that it's two separate pieces.
I think she has this one in the bag.
Yeah.
I just, every time I say something like that, I watch this. I just watch both of you because Barry usually gives me like a genuine laugh and David just usually scoffs at me.
Rolls his eyes. yeah.
Because I know how like proud Brian is.
And I appreciate your jokes, Brian. all right. So it's a toots, toots, toots. Correct?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I was on mute. Yes, toots, toots, toots.
Great. Toots. What do you think Instagram thought?
88% toot.
Oh my goodness, 87. You are so close. And this is obviously with her own background on Instagram. Elliot with two T's.
What the fuck?
Well, wait till you see the photo I took from Instagram. It's like a completely different outfit.
Her taste level is just so poor.
It's, yeah.
Like, there's just, like, a... Huh? No, I just... There's, like, just a fundamental fashion issue going on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very big disconnect. It's a boot. I'm just going to say it's a boot right now. I don't know what all these furs are for. I know this dress looks like something that I would own. And I buy mine at Ross Dress for Less.
Yeah.
This
looks like an extremely, extremely failed knockoff costume of like Miranda Priestly.
Exactly. Double. It's exactly the look she's going for, and it's a fail.
Yeah. It comes off like cheesy mob, like mob wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, she's from Vegas, so maybe this is glamour in Vegas. I don't know.
Well, so that's what I forget who I said it to. It was either Roger or my friend John, where I was like, all these Vegas queens just like have no fashion.
Yeah, it's like they have no taste. And yeah, I mean, if I saw this, I would be like, oh, you're like a high-priced hooker.
Wait.
Not that high.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't pay for it, but. All right, I'm booting it. Big boot.
Yeah, boot, boot, boot. So David, you're probably pretty lucky that I'm not doing Down Under because I'll save you from all the Down Under puns I could make.
I'm sure you'll text them to me.
Yeah, that's probably
good. Please do. I'll read them on online.
Yeah, we can have submissions from you every week in class.
Exactly. We'll see what makes the cut.
Yay.
What do you think Instagram boot. Thought of Elliot?
Oh, I hope they gave this a 90% boot.
Yeah.
Nope, just a 59% boot. But look, she's wearing a different jacket.
It's still ugly,
though. It still doesn't work, but I'm like, that's not the look you had on.
That's trash.
Garbage. Denali giving us cactus realness. It's a big toot for me. I think this is adorable.
I thought this was so fabulous. I literally, the second this came on screen, I was like, I'm obsessed with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, she went home way too early.
She did. She got the screwed edit this season.
Yeah, but I bet she'll do well on All-Stars.
She will. She'll come back for All-Stars. What I really love about this outfit is the hair doing like the little cactus flowers.
Yeah.
It's so clever.
Yeah.
Big toot for me.
Big toot. I don't know why this just popped into my brain, but is Lala the lowest placing Miss Congeniality ever?
No.
Oh.
Cynthia Lee Fontaine. Because she probably should not have won, but she had cancer that season. I think they just gave it to her. Because who else would have voted for her for Miss Congeniality?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't either. What do you think Instagram thought of Miss Denali?
It's got to be like a 94% to minimum.
I sure hope so.
Oh, look at those 90. Nails.
So good, 90.
What is there not to like about that? It's fat.
I don't know. Not one clue. Tina Burner giving us the very least she possibly could.
Right? This is another person who's just like, what is your taste? Like, what is your fashion opinion?
Well, yeah, I mean,
if you have one.
If you're giving us a finale look, and this is what you plan to wear for the finale, this looks like something she just pulled out of her closet.
Yeah.
This is what I would call Tina Crash and Burner.
Agreed. I will say her makeup looks the best it's ever looked.
Yeah, that's true.
But this is a giant boot. So terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. Instagrams?
I hope 69% boot, if not more.
74% boot. No one is on Tina's side. Miss Utica Queen.
What in the world?
I love it.
I love this too.
I do too. I just like, I didn't realize how gigantic the bottom was.
Enormous.
Also, didn't they wear these for like 5 seconds on the TV?
Yeah, exactly.
She recorded a whole music video in this though for like some band.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's on her Instagram page. Like, I guess they took whatever she was filming for Drag Race. They were like, let's film this other thing while we're here.
Oh, sure. Why not?
So she made use of it.
Good. I think this dress is stunning. It's very Sasha Velour vibes to me.
Yes, totally.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's good. It's a toot from me.
Toot, toot,
toot, toot. Toot. It is almost a shoot for me. What do you think Instagram thought of Utica?
88.
I don't have an answer for that. Is there...
100%.
Yay. I was concerned people were going to be mean.
Wow.
I think that's great.
Yeah. No one booted this look, and that is the correct answer. And finally, we have Olivia Lux doing orange fabric.
I'm so...
I was waiting because I know you hate her.
I mean, like, no.
Her face and wig are great. This dress makes zero sense.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't see anything when I look at it.
Yeah, it looks like she's just wrapped in fabric.
Exactly.
I think it's ugly. Sorry.
Fair enough.
I think, yeah.
I think she looks beautiful, but this isn't a dress to me at all. And it may be that you just can't see the dress because of the orange draping behind her. Maybe there's a dress in there. Maybe that is part of the dress.
I don't know.
But if it is, it should be on the floor and not hanging. Yeah, I'm gonna boot it because it's styled poorly.
I'm also glad she did not win Miss Congeniality.
Me too.
I questioned if she might.
I thought she would, honestly, but I was happy with Lala winning over her.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so you're booting this one, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
What do you want to say for Instagram?
Sorry, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Amigo just went apeshit. Amigo, come on. Instagram gave this a 75% boot.
No, an 80% toot. And it's better in this picture because you can actually see the dress. But you can actually see that there is a dress there. But I'm not sure. No, I guess it is. I was going to say, maybe it's not even the same dress. But there you have it. All right. Who is your top toot of this group?
Probably Utica.
I'm going with Denali.
All right, I'm Utica as well. Utica's my favorite. But I appreciate Denali as well. I also like Lala Ri. The rest of them had no chance. Moving on to the category of black and white with Miss Got Mick.
LOL how she couldn't walk on this.
Pinhead, yeah.
Alejandro and I were showing my dad like a bunch of drag queens because we were trying to like show him like the progression of RuPaul's Drag Race, and like he looked at this and was like, he's like, I don't see a man or a woman. He's like, I just see like insane makeup and like costume. And and it was just interesting because like I do feel like the where the show has gone, like the designer dresses and like the outrageously talented makeup and costume, like it's just interesting. I don't necessarily feel one way or the other about it being good or bad. I just kind of like notice it. This is insane. But her other look, the one which
we'll get to it. Calm down. We're only talking about this one. I love this. I think it's fantastic. I can't imagine how much money these queens spent for just this last episode.
Yeah.
But this is a big toot for me. So good. Bravo, got me. What do you think Instagram thought of her?
Oh, better be a 90 fucking 8.
95. It's interesting though, in this picture you can't, it doesn't look white. It looks like flesh tone.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah.
And this is one of the production photos. Weird. Candy Views giving you black and white with the BLM that is kind of hidden in there.
I'm just going to say it. The BLM was great. I thought that was wonderful. Like, I actually really, like, I noticed it without her saying it. And I was like, that's really cool. I just don't think she's good at, like, drag. Like, I just...
What do you mean? She came in second.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. Like, I see her face and I see her, like half the time she looks like a deer in the headlights and she just looks like she's, like, I don't know. I just, to me, like, if you put her next to, like, Monet Exchange or, like, you know, or even Bob or any of these people who are just like killing it. She just has this sort of loudness that I think.
Yeah. She's all personality and no substance.
Yes. That's a better way to put it.
Saying that, this is her best look of the night.
Of hers or of everyone?
Of hers.
Oh, okay. Jesus Christ.
I'm still going to boot it because I don't like it.
It's just tough because like looking at like the precision of Gottmik right before.
But it's hard to compare everyone else to her because her bar is so low.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to say boot. You say whatever you want.
I'm gonna toot it. I actually think it's okay. Not the worst in the whole wide world.
No. Yeah, like I said.
I tooted.
Go ahead.
But yeah, I just tweeted because like she met the assignment. Like she looks beautiful for Candy. Yeah,
for Candy. That's my issue. Is like people always say it looks good for Candy. Well, no, you have to compare it to the show, not to one person.
Yeah.
Because then you can say, well, Rosé is a great performer, but she didn't shine in that performance because we know she can do better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate when they give queens props for being the low bar and just doing well. What do you think Instagram thought?
They love her, so probably like 85 toot, maybe even higher.
Nope, just a 68 toot. Mm-hmy. Not so great for Candom Smews. All right, Rosé giving us little My Fair Lady.
I think this was my favorite thing of the night.
Really?
Maybe. I take that back.
It's high on my list.
It's one of five.
I think it's fantastic. Yes. I think the graphics is so fantastic. The hat is good. The tiny umbrella is cute. The gigantic bows. It all just makes sense. She knew what she was doing when whoever designed this for her. Big two.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like while Gottmik was super cool, this tells a story. And that's what I like.
Exactly.
I would even say that this is an ankle breaker. It's just spectacular. I love
how she sprained her ankle.
Yeah, the hat is especially phenomenal in my opinion. It's my favorite part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So good. What do you think Instagram thought?
90-10.
You are correct.
Count it.
Good job, Ryan.
Yes.
Finally, in black and white, we have Miss Simone.
Oh my God.
The crowd goes silent.
Sorry, I'm packing up while we talk. This is amazing. I love it. Did not expect this. I don't know what I expected, but this was just super, super cool.
So cool.
Talk about telling a story.
Exactly. And I love that it was almost just two-dimensional rather than a three-dimensional look, that it was so flat. It's just so cool. Big toot.
Toot City.
Instagrams?
98-2.
100 toot.
That's good.
Everyone loved it. All right. Who is your favorite black and white? Top toot, top toot. I'm giving mine to Rosé.
I think Rosé is my favorite black and white as well.
Yep, Rosé.
All right. All right, we're running out of time, so quick, let's go quickly. Red. Got Mick giving you David Bowie and Keith Haring. Toot.
This.
Toot.
It is so cool.
So outrageously incredible.
Yeah.
Everything she wears should belongs in like a museum, like in the Costume Institute at the Met.
It does.
This is, I wouldn't be surprised if she gets invited to the Met Gala. I'm like not even kidding.
Oh, she might, exactly.
I'm like not even kidding. This is going to be a big toot and Instagram is going to give it a 98-2.
95, very close. So good. Candy Muse giving you red garbage. Boot.
What the fuck? How is she
this one was so bad.
Universe?
I hate this look.
That is so ugly.
It's so ugly. it's a giant boot. There's nothing redeeming about this. Especially that hair.
No, I hope Instagram gave us a 70-30 boot.
72 boot.
Because
it's bad. Rosé giving you weird red tree.
I did not love this one.
I wasn't obsessed with this.
I'm torn on this look because it looks actually good in this picture. It looked terrible on the show with that stupid walk.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
But the headpiece is super cool. Like, the bodysuit is actually cool in this picture, but I don't understand why it's a red tree. So again, I'm torn.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm confused by it. So I'm gonna boot it because I'm confused.
Yeah, I might. No, this isn't a boot worthy for me, but it's a slight toot. Barely a toot.
Barely a toot. And what do you think Instagram thought of this?
They're gonna give this a 55 toot.
No, 61 boot.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, not a fan. And finally, we have Simone giving us nails, nails, nails on the runway.
The hands up here, come on.
I mean, the headpiece is the best thing I've ever seen on Drag Race.
Yeah.
What the dress, I don't love. I don't love the dress.
What I love about this look is, like, the more you look at it, the more you discover, and the better it is. So that's the thing, is, like, maybe the dress by itself is, like, okay, but, like, everything together is, like, wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great look altogether. So, I mean, it's obviously a toot. The dress, I just think is, and I guess it has to be simple because of the nail placements on it.
Yeah.
Can't go too crazy with that. So, yeah, it's a toot.
Toot for me, and I think 95.5.
76% toot. It wasn't well loved.
That's outrageous.
I will say this was top toot with Raja and Raven of all the looks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that, but I think
don't either. Who's your favorite red look? Got Mick, clearly.
Absolutely got Mick.
Yeah, agreed.
And last but not least, we have grand finale extravaganza, eleganza. Gottnick gets a shoot. This is the most insane look I've ever seen on Drag Race.
Insane. Her neck rings? It was insane. This was perfect.
Yeah, perfection.
Like, who? How?
I mean, it's made by Diego Montoya, who is a master. And I believe he's made 4 queens finale looks in Drag Race history.
Interesting.
Including Sasha Velour's white gown.
Mm.
I mean, I don't have anything else to say about it other than I'm giving it a shoot.
I'm gonna give it a shoot too. This better have 100%.
It does.
I give it 2, but I love it.
It does have 100% and well deserved. Yeah, the best thing ever.
You gave it a regular old toot?
I did, but it's because I'm saving my shoot.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. You save it.
Not that there's only one.
For this one, right?
For Candy Muse, right here?
This one, exactly.
This is another boot for me. Sorry, Candy.
Yeah. 2-minute warning.
The headpiece I like. The dress, I think, is ugly.
Yeah, it's just gross.
Boot.
Yeah. Boot, boot, boot. Instagrams?
70% boot.
61% boot. Very close. Rosé. This was my other one that would have been possibly been a shoot because I love this look.
I thought this was fantastic and didn't get enough love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. 90-10.
It's so good. I'm going to shoot it as well because I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
88. Almost there.
And what I love about it is, like, this could be costumey, but it's not.
No, it's still fashion.
Yes.
This wig is fantastic. Oh my God, so good. Finally, we have Simone Yeh giving us Medusa, warrior, Grecian goddess.
Incredible.
It's
maybe.
What?
Go on. Oh, I remember, my brain just literally, it's been so long. I was thinking of what Simone wore for the last episode before the finale in my head is what she was about to come.
You were holding that for your shoot?
And I was like, that's my shoot. So I'll go back and shoot Gottmik, but I also, I love this.
Yeah, it's good. It's a great look.
I'm
not going to shoot it, but I will definitely toot it.
Totally, totally.
This is another one. Yeah, this is another one. The more you look, the more you see, and that's always fun.
Yeah, I mean, just that gold armor is fantastic against the soft white. And I love that her snakes were actually made of hair. Oh, so good. What do you think Instagram thought?
98.
86 only.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Who's your favorite? Do I need to ask?
Got Mick, baby.
It's got Mick, yeah. All the way. All right. And one final question. Of the three looks everyone wore, who won the mini ball?
I think got Mick.
I think got Mick as well.
Got Mick.
Great. That's it. We're done.
That's it.
We finished season 13.
It's over.
Thank you, boys, for doing this. Brian, go take a nap.
I will be.
David, good luck. Oh, you're going to eat first.
Thank you. I'm going to eat Benny's and then to Marie's.
Good luck getting in. Yeah. I look forward to hearing what it looks like inside if you get in.
I'll try to take pictures.
Thank you again. Thank you everyone for watching and listening and playing along with us. I'll be back with Australia coming up. I'm not sure when. David, you're out through Monday?
Yeah, I'm out tomorrow and Monday.
Great. I'm out tomorrow too. Brian, you're out forever. Yeah. Are you working tomorrow? Or are you out?
I'm in tomorrow.
Okay. Great. No one else is, but we will obviously see you all someday. Brian, please come back to New York at some point.
I will.
But enjoy the sunshine while you can. And David, maybe I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right. Bye everyone.